fuel cells can run on a number of different fuels. Hydrogen is one of them, but a number of people are interested in running fuel cells on methanol because methanol is a liquid and it can be stored very easily. Mm-hmm. For that reason, it has a very high density of power, a lot of power for a small amount of volume. So people have been interested in developing methanol fuel cells. One of the challenges is that Nafion, which is the membrane that is typically used commercially to make fuel cells, allows the methanol to penetrate across the fuel cell without having undergone the reaction that we need to collect the power. So what we actually developed was an extremely thin film that can be deposited onto Nafion directly using an all-water-based process. And by just applying a few layers of this film, which is extremely thin, it's maybe a couple of hundred nanometers, which,
wow,
you know, on that scale that would be very difficult for us to visualize with our eyes, we've actually changed the way that the Nafion performs in the fuel cell. In this work, we were able to design this very thin film using materials that can block the permeation of methanol, but still allow protons, which actually are the way in which the fuel cells work, to cross the membrane.
So we're talking about something that can essentially replace heavier, bulkier batteries?
In this case, we're talking about fuel cells, which if they were designed in a way that would enable them to be more efficient,
mm-hmm.
Could be used in a number of applications, portable applications, because they don't use hydrogen as a fuel source, but rather use methanol. There's already been a great deal of work using methanol fuel cells, but the limiting factor is that we can't generate as much power from them because the current material sets that we have don't handle this problem of methanol getting into the inside of the fuel cell.
When you talk about using this with portable electronics, are you talking about things like iPods and Game Boys, or are you talking about things like maybe soldiers can use in the field?
Well, we're talking about both, actually. Definitely iPods, definitely Game Boys, and all of the electronic gear that we like to carry around with us. If we can use methanol fuel cells, we can actually get very high efficiencies and fairly available power. On the other hand, for soldiers, there's an even more life-critical issue, which is that soldiers carry a huge amount on their backs already. If we can develop more effective portable sources of power, then we can actually help soldiers because we can lighten the load of batteries, which can be quite heavy, and we can increase the efficiency of fuel cell systems that can be used to generate the power for their devices.
Seems like it would also be more environmentally friendly. Is that true?
I think that in the long run, there's going to be a big role for batteries and a big role for fuel cells in our future. But when we are interested in accessing power immediately, we can use a fuel cell. It generates power. A battery stores it. So, in fact, these two can be cousins. They can actually be synergistic. They can work together, which is very nice. However, right now, it's much more difficult for us to carry an actual power source with us. So we carry a lot of our energy in the form of stored power with a battery. Having an available lightweight means of carrying a power source would greatly enhance the portability of a number of different things that we don't consider accessible to us right now.
Is this something that the general public might find on the market anytime in the near future?
Well, I know that right now we are developing these systems and looking at whether or not we can actually use the thin film without Nafion, which could actually yield an even more promising increase in power generation. And in that case, it would take a few years, but we might be able to develop some very exciting new fuel cell materials. However, on the short run, we can also look at things like the modification of these Nafion membranes, and these are much more quickly implementable. So it is a possibility, depending on how we partner up with commercial firms in the future. In the meantime, there are companies such as Samsung who are even now looking at ways in which they can incorporate methanol fuel cells into laptops using the more traditional approaches. And I think as we make this an easier process and as we make these materials capable of generating much greater amounts of power, that these companies will begin to quickly fabricate fuel cells for our portable devices.
And finally, you talked about how this has increased power output by more than 50%. Could you give me a point of reference in layman's terms? What does that mean by it increases the power output by more than 50%? Does that mean it lasts longer or it's got more power coming out? What do you mean by that?
In this case, it means literally that there is more power coming out. So we can generate enough power to run 12 iPods instead of, you know, 8 iPods, for example. In the case of a coupled system in which you have a fuel cell but you're also storing the power that you generate, then it would mean that the power would last longer because you would use an energy storage device like a battery in conjunction with the energy production device, which is the fuel cell.